Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Last Hawk by Catherine Asaro. To my daughter Kathy, with love. Acknowledgements. I would like to acknowledge the readers who gave me input on this book. Dr. Lynn Deutsch, Dr. Steve Goldhaber, Dr. Margaret Graff, Dr. Kate Kirby, Dr. Malcolm LeCompte, and Mr. Tim Oy. I give special thanks to the above because they were the first ever to see my fiction, and their insights helped me learn to write. My thanks also to Dr. Joan Slonczewski, to Eleanor Wood of Spectrum Literary Agency, to Scoville, Chychak, and Galen, and to the staff at Tor, in particular Tad Dembinski and David G. Hartwell. A loving thanks to my husband, John Kendall Canizzo, for his care and support. Prologue. The ship's controls wobbled in and out of focus. Kelrick tried to rub his eyes, but his arm refused to respond. The exoskeleton on his pilot's seat had jammed around his body. When he fumbled for the catches, his fingers just scraped over the mesh. On his fourth attempt, the exoskeleton opened and he fell forward, sprawling across the weapons grid in the cockpit. The only illumination came from the red warning lights that glowed all over the control panels, bathing the cockpit in a dim crimson radiance that didn't reach its shadowed recesses. One green light shone among the red, an engine, one of his inversion engines. It was the only fully functional system on his ship. It was also why he still lived. "I'm inverted," Kelrick mumbled. The same hit that had crippled his Jag fighter had kicked it from the sublight universe into inversion, hurling him away from his attackers before they could blast him into slag. The med kit above him hadn't released. He reached for it, but his arm faltered in midair and dropped back onto the grid. Not that it mattered. He needed far more help than a kit could give. More help than even provided by his nanomeds, the tiny cell repair machines in his body. Pain throbbed in his arm from a bone-deep gash. In the exoskeleton he had been numb, probably because it injected him with an anesthetic, or perhaps the biomech web in his body had released a drug that blocked pain receptors in his brain. It would give him only so much of the drug, though, before its safety routines cut it off to prevent an overdose or brain damage. Now his arm hurt too much to move. Even if it intended to stay put, though, his ship was going somewhere. At least it had taken him away from the traders. He had been out alone on reconnaissance when the trader squad caught him. He hoped they all inverted into the gravity well of a star.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?